this morning. Amen. Amen. In fact, God is good all the time. Amen.
Amen.
We give his name the praise. Amen. Praise God. Amen. On this Easter Sunday morning.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We're going to turn to our scriptures today. Amen. And we're going to look at that in three places. Look at short passages of scripture and believe that God will speak to us on this morning. I need God to speak to me today. Amen.
Amen.
I need God to speak to me every day.
Amen.
Amen. And I want him to speak to me this morning. And I believe if you want God to speak to you, God will speak to you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. God will grant you the desires of your heart as far as that goes. And so I pray that you want God and desire God to speak to you today. How many of you know one word from God can make the entire difference in your life?
Yes.
That's
Amen.
True. That's true.
Jesus spoke one word to Peter and he walked on the water. Amen.
Amen.
He just said, come, and Peter walked on the water. That's a miracle.
Yes, it is.
On the basis of one word from God.
Truly is.
Amen. So you don't need God to say a whole lot.
Exactly.
You just need God to say one word to you.
One word.
Amen. And it can totally transform your life. Amen. So we're praying for a word from God today. Let's go to Matthew chapter 28. And we're going to look at one verse of scripture there. I believe God will bring us back there. We'll look at a few more. But for now, let's look at Matthew 28. And we're going to look at verse number 6. From there, we're going to go to Mark 16. And then we'll go to Luke 24. So we're starting in Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. After that, we're going to proceed to Mark 16, and then we will go to Luke 24. But we should be together in Matthew 28. Let's look at verse number 6. In fact, let's look at 5 and 6. It says, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Amen.
Amen.
And now we're going to turn to Mark 16. Mark 16. Verse number 7. And again, this is the angel speaking unto the women who had come to the tomb on that third day morning. Amen. And the angel said, but go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. Amen. And then lastly, we're going to go to Luke chapter 24. Luke 24. And as we get to Luke 24, we're going to read verses 5 through 8. Luke 24, verses 5 through 8. And it says, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they, the angels, said unto the women, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Amen. Amen. Let's pray together, and then we're going to go back to Matthew chapter 28. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, to you we give the praise. To you we give the glory. To you we give the honor. because you and you alone, God, are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. Father, we thank you on this morning, God, because, Father, we are disciples of Christ who are called by your name. We thank you, Lord, that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have eternal life. Father, we thank you right now that we have eternal life through Christ Jesus. And Father, we are here today because we desire to hear your voice. We desire, God, to hear you speak a word of life, a word, O God, that will increase our faith. So Father God, speak, Lord. Speak unto us through your Holy Scripture. Let the Holy Spirit of God lead us and guide us into all truth. Give us a listening ear. Give us a receptive heart. And Father God, bless us most of all with understanding. Yes. Father God, let us understand the word that we hear today, and let us be quick to go forward and to live out this word, yes, that all the promises of God truly may be yea and amen in our lives. Father, we thank you now. And as we bind our faith, O God, in the name of Jesus, together we bind the hand of the enemy that will attempt to hinder your work and your word of going forward today. We plead the blood of Jesus against him and every trick, plan, plot, scheme, and device that he is now trying to lodge against your people. And we say that we have the victory in this place, and that our God shall be exalted. And we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're back in Matthew 28. We're going to look at the scriptures again there. But our title today is Just As He Said. Amen. Just As He Said. Today is Resurrection Sunday. Amen. We are celebrating. We're rejoicing and we're grateful. Praise God. That today is a day that we can acknowledge and celebrate Resurrection Sunday. We rejoice that Jesus, on the third day, after he was betrayed, after he was scourged, after he was crucified, after he was buried, on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead.
Yes.
And we're grateful for that because Jesus rose from the dead, never to die again.
That's right.
And that point is important because the Bible is filled with people who rose from the dead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah, the widow's son, died. And Elijah, through the power of God, brought him back to life. Mm-hmm. Elisha did the same thing. Amen. There was a man, his bones was placed on the bones of the prophet, and he came back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Paul was preaching too long, and a young man fell out a window and died.
Yes.
And they went and they laid hands on him and he came back to life.
Yes.
So y'all need not be afraid of anything up in here, amen? Because if I preach too long, y'all ain't going to fall out your chair. So you ain't going to die. If you do, God is able. So we might be here at 6 o'clock. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But Peter, amen, Dorcas was amen, died.
Yes.
Amen. She was raised from the dead.
Amen.
And we know Jesus raised Jairus' daughter, mm-hmm, and the widow of Nain's son. And of course, he called Lazarus from the tomb. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible even says, amen, that the graves were open when Jesus was crucified and there were people who were resurrected who then came out after Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. But no matter who they are, they all died again. But Jesus is different. Amen. That's why he's called the first fruits. Amen. Because Jesus was dead, but he rose again, never to die again.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And as Christians, you know, we were talking in Sunday school, we can and we do disagree on a whole bunch of stuff. We disagree on mode of dress. We disagree on music. We disagree on worship style. We disagree on choice of entertainment. We disagree on drinking alcohol. We disagree on tattoos. We disagree on ears being pierced. We disagree on all kinds of things. But one thing we need to not even debate or even try to disagree on is this, that Jesus rose from the dead. Amen. Now, I may not agree with your worship style of music. I may not agree with your denominational creed. But if you are a follower of Jesus and a believer in Christ, then we should have at least one thing in common.
Yes.
Exactly.
And that one thing is that we know that Christ rose from the dead on the third day.
Yes.
And he got up just as he said.
Yes.
Amen. And that's not up for debate. And because if it didn't happen, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, he said, if Christ is not risen from the dead, he said, then our preaching and our faith is vain.
Yes.
All the preaching means nothing. All the believing means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If Christ is not risen from the grave. You and I are still in our sins.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Mm-hmm. We're still in our sins if Christ did not rise from the dead. Paul said, if only in this life we have hope in Christ, then we are of all people most miserable. Amen. But we're not, amen. Why? Because Christ has risen again. And how do we know that? Because there's so much proof. And Sister Nida said earlier this morning, she said, we need proof. And thank God he's given us proof that Christ has risen from the dead. First of all, the tomb is empty. I have a lot of people say that, yeah, that's right, tomb is empty, and none of us have seen it.
Yeah.
We've seen it by faith,
uh-huh.
But we haven't seen it with our human eyes, amen? But we've seen it with eyes of faith, but that tomb is empty. But what else, though? But he was seen by his disciples.
Yeah.
They all saw him. The women who went to the tomb, they saw him. Paul says he was seen of the 500. Amen. 500 people saw him.
Yeah.
Apostles saw him. Paul said, I even saw him. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. We have proof. They were eyewitnesses. And how many of you know, amen, if there was any doubt, there's so many people, amen, who saw Jesus and continue to testify of it, even at the expense of their lives. Now, I don't know about you, but I ain't dying for something I just made up.
Exactly.
Yes, amen. If somebody gonna press me on it, and it's something I made up, I'm telling you now, I'm gonna go, ah, just kidding. Amen. Ain't no way I'm going all the way to death. On something that I just made up. It has to be true. And there were people who lost their lives because in the early church they were testifying that I saw Jesus. Amen. And they took that message and they took that message out. But for us today, we also have proof, amen, because the Word of God tells us that Jesus rose from the dead. Amen. And if the Word said it, how many of you know it has to be true? Because the psalmist said, forever, O Lord, your Word is settled in heaven. When God says a thing, that settles it. It's not up for debate. And this is the Word of God. People say that, no, this is the Word of man. No, the Bible says that this is an inspired Word. Every word, every scripture is inspired by God.
Amen.
God breathed this word into certain men who were chosen just to write down what he was saying.
Yes.
Amen. This is an inspired word. This is a word that's never going to fail. It's an infallible word.
Yes.
Amen. Peter said that this word's going to abide forever. And even Isaiah said the same thing. He said the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever.
Amen.
Amen. This word is infallible. It's never going to fail. It's never going to fall. Amen. And this word can never be wrong. There's no error in this word. Right? Because it's the truth.
Yes.
Jesus says, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so when you and I read in this word that Jesus rose from the dead, we can rely on this word.
Amen.
Because this is an inspired word. This is a word that's infallible. This is a word that cannot have any error in it. Why? Because it is the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And here's the other thing. And Jesus said he was getting up from the dead.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Jesus said it. And Jesus is the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
We know that, amen. God spoke from heaven twice and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He did it, amen, after the baptism, when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, and then he spoke it again on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Mm-hmm.
That time he added a little something. He said, hear ye him. Because Peter started talking. He said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. In other words, Peter, keep quiet and just listen to what Jesus got to say. That's some good teaching right there, amen. Hear ye him. Amen. Keep quiet, just listen to what Jesus has to say. But twice, God identified Jesus as his Son, speaking from heaven, amen. So we know Jesus is the Son of God. The Bible tells us Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
Amen.
Hmm? Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Yep.
Amen. Why? Because I'm the image of the invisible God.
Wow.
But Jesus also is God.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is also God. And the Bible tells us when it comes to God and when he speaks, that God is not a man that he should lie. The Bible tells us that it's impossible for God to lie. That there's just no way, amen, that, you know, it's not only that God should not lie, but God cannot lie. It's impossible for him to lie. And so when Jesus says something, that's God saying something, and you can take it to the bank.
Yes.
It's true. And that's why the angel said to these women when they came to the tomb, they said, Jesus said some things to you, and the things that he said to you happened just as he said. Now let's start with Matthew 28 first, amen, where we read, I believe it was 5 and 6. In Matthew 28, the women get up early in the morning, that third day morning. They get up early, and they're going, and their plan is to anoint the body of Jesus with spices. Amen?
Yes.
And they come, and it says there was an earthquake, and the angel came, and he rolled back the stone from the door, and then he sat upon it. Now, let's not get tripped up in the fact that if you read this throughout the Gospels, the facts are a little bit different from writer to writer. Amen? No inconsistency. Amen? Just the fullness of the story being told by the Gospel writers. Amen? And so they come, and the angel is sitting there. His countenance is like lightning. His raiment is white as snow. And look at what it says in verse number 4. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. You see, because, you know, Pilate had made sure, right, that he put some guards. Because they asked for some guards. The Jewish leaders said, we want some guards to be at the tomb because that great deceiver said he was going to rise in 3 days. And we don't want his disciples to come and steal the body. And claim that Jesus rose from the dead. And so Pilate says, fine, you have your seal. Go ahead, you got your guards, and it had all the men there guarding, right? And so when the angel comes, it says that these guards shook and became as dead men. Why do you think they shook and became as dead men? Because they were afraid.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. They saw this angel come, this one angel roll away this huge stone, And they saw his appearance, and they were afraid. So afraid they were like dead men. And then the angel sees the women coming, and he says to the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified." And notice how the angel, whose angels are messengers of God, and notice how the angel speaks to the women. He says to them, "Fear not ye." I love how God reveals things in little subtle ways. See, those guards who were there, they were afraid, and they were afraid like dead men. The women come, and they're afraid too. But the angel says to the women of God, "Fear not ye. Fear not ye. Them jokers can be afraid, but fear not ye." They should be afraid, and I ain't giving them no comfort, but fear not ye. Wow. See, that's how God is, amen. See, understand something. This world's running around afraid of all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Afraid of the economy, but God says, fear not ye. Amen. You know, people are afraid of Zika virus, but fear not ye. Amen. Do you understand? Amen. So people on your job, they're afraid that tomorrow layoffs are coming. Let them be afraid, but fear not ye.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's what God says to his people, amen. Uh-huh. Let them jokers be afraid.
Yeah, yeah.
But fear not ye.
Yes.
They over there dead. They so afraid they can't even move. But fear not ye. Amen. God always speaks fear not to his people. Amen. Amen. Fear not ye. Don't you be afraid. Look what he says to him. He says, "I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. He's risen as he said." Amen. He said, "He's risen as he said." And he said, "Come see where he lay." Now we want to look at a few scriptures to see what Jesus said. Because the angel said he got up as he said. So let's see what he said so we can understand what the angel means when he says as he said. Amen? And let's just stay in Matthew. We could go in different gospels, but let's just stay in Matthew. And let's turn back to Matthew chapter 16. Because it's important to know what Jesus said. And we go back to Matthew chapter 16. We're actually going to start with a verse that's not written in red. How many of you know if it's not written in red, what people like to say? If it's written in red, what? Jesus said that. Yeah, that's, I get what you're saying, but I want you to know something. This entire book, Jesus said, amen? So I get you. You know what I mean? You say, if it's in red, he said it. But this whole book is Jesus. Amen? Jesus. The black words and the red words. Amen?
Amen.
But let's look at verse number 21, Matthew 16. This is right after Peter confessed that Jesus is the Christ. Verse 21 says, "From that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples how he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day." Now, he begins to tell this to his disciples, but notice that the Bible tells us that he told them. In other words, they don't give us the words that Jesus said to them. It just tells us that Jesus told them. Amen? Mm-hmm. But let's turn now to Matthew chapter 17. So we just go ahead one chapter. And let's look at verse 22. Let's begin at verse number 22. This is after the transfiguration. This is after he cast the demon out of the young boy with the father who said, "Help me with my unbelief." In verse 22 it says, "And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. So in chapter 16, we're told what Jesus said unto them, that he said some things unto them. Here we have the words that Jesus spoke to them. Amen. And he told them that the Son of Man will be betrayed, that the men into whose hands he is given, they're going to kill him, and the third day he's going to rise again. And then lastly, let's look at Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20. Let's look at verse number 18. And there Jesus again speaking unto his disciples, and now he says, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again." And so we see something here, amen. In the beginning, we're told that Jesus spoke some things unto his disciples concerning what was going to happen. Then when we see the actual words, we see that Jesus said, "They're going to betray me, they're going to turn me over to some men, they're going to kill me, but I'm going to get up the third day." Mm-hmm. And then as we go a little bit further along, we see Jesus providing more details.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, "I'm going to be betrayed." He says, "Who's..." You know, the chief priests and the scribes are going to be involved. They're going to condemn me. They're going to mock me. They're going to scourge me. They're going to crucify me. See, he gives more detail.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He gives them more. And isn't that something? Amen. I believe that Jesus was giving them more as they grew and matured in their ability to receive.
Yeah.
And it's just like with us.
Yeah.
A lot of us want Jesus to tell us everything, but we ain't ready for it yet.
Sure.
We got to continue to walk with him, continue to mature in him, and as we do, he'll tell us more and more and more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Some of us want the whole book, but Jesus just giving us a couple of words because that's all we can handle right now.
That's true.
And even as they matured, it was still too big for them. Because any word that's spoken from God is a word that's too big for mortal man. Amen.
Amen.
But the more we walk with God, the more he will reveal unto us. He'll give us more and more details.
Amen.
But we got to stay in we got to stay in this race. Amen. We got to stay with him. Amen. We have to commune with him. We have to build that relationship with him. We have to spend the time with him. And the more we do that, the more he'll speak to us.
Amen.
And reveal things unto us. God is not, listen, he's not adverse to telling you of things to come. That's part of the Holy Spirit's ministry, to show you of things to come.
Yes.
God don't want you walking in the stuff. I'll show you to come, but you got to walk with me, and I'll tell you more and more and more. So these were the things that Jesus told unto his disciples. And so when the women get to the tomb, The angel says unto her, "He's not here, he's risen, just as he said, because he told them on several occasions."
Yes.
"This is what's going to happen to me, this is how it's going to happen, but on the third day I'm getting up."
Mm-hmm.
And that's good news for us, amen, because, see, Jesus kept his word to them, and Jesus is God, and God is no respecter of persons, and Jesus is going to keep his word to you and to me.
Amen.
Amen. And he did just as he said here, and he's going to do just as he said unto you and to me. And when it comes to the things that are eternal, listen to some of the things Jesus said. Jesus said what? He said, "Listen, in my Father's house there are many mansions."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he said, "I go and prepare a place for you." Right? And he said, and I love this, he said, "And if it were not so, I would have told you." Because what's he saying? He said, "Listen, if I'm going to speak a thing, I mean what I'm saying. And if I'm saying I'm going to prepare a place for you, I mean what I said." And so here we are, as we think about our eternity in Christ and our standing in Christ on this Resurrection Sunday, we can be full of joy because the things he said, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
And so when Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you, you need to be happy today.
Yeah.
That Jesus is preparing a place for you.
Amen.
And he said, I'm preparing that place for you so that where I am, you may be also.
Yeah.
And last time I checked, amen, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Yeah.
And the Father is in heaven.
Yeah.
And so if Jesus said he's preparing a place for me so I can be where he is, then I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
And see, that inspires me today. Why? Because he said it. And you know what? It's going to happen just as he said it. I got a place. You have a place being prepared for you.
Yes.
By Jesus himself.
Amen.
Jesus said, because I live, you shall live also.
Amen.
You should be excited about that today.
Yes.
Because it's going to happen just as he said. You're going to live. And how are you going to live? Well, how is Jesus living? Jesus living eternally. How are you going to live? You're going to live just like he lives. You should be excited today because Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Right? And he said, he who believes in me, he said, they'll never die. He said, even if he dies, they're going to live. Amen? Amen. Amen. And so we can, he said, listen, whoever lives in me and believes in me shall never die.
Amen.
And we can hang on to that. Why? Because Jesus said it. But he also said this for all the scoffers and all the ones who are going, yeah. He said this too. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
No man cometh to the Father but by me.
Yes.
And you know how you get to the Father? Just as he said. And so for those who don't believe, see, thank God that you still have opportunity, amen, to repent.
Yes.
But don't sleep on God's grace and his mercy. Amen.
Right.
Now is the accepted time. Amen.
Yeah.
Today is the day of salvation.
Yes.
Amen. Make the choice today. Because, listen, you're not going to get in. You're not getting to see the Father any other way except the way Jesus said.
Amen.
You're going to. No man, no woman comes to the Father except by me. But we can rejoice in that, amen. We can rejoice in what Jesus said about our future in him is going to happen just as he said. I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to heaven. You believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You believe in Jesus Christ, there's a mansion, there's a house that's being prepared for you right now.
Yes.
Hmm? Loved one passed on, if they passed on in Jesus Christ, then listen, you're going to see them because we all going to be in heaven with, amen, rejoicing for all eternity,
yes,
worshiping the Father together.
Yes, that's true.
Amen.
Why? Because Jesus said so.
Yes.
Amen. Now let's look at let's go to our scripture text in Mark, chapter 16. In Mark chapter 16, we had looked earlier at verse number 7. And in Mark chapter 16, verse 7, we had looked at this earlier. The angel said to the women who came to the tomb on that morning, go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. Now understand this, amen. He told the angels are telling the women, amen. The angel is telling the women, he said, listen, go tell the disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him as he said. And what the angel was referring to there, and you don't necessarily have to turn there, but I'm just going to read it, put it into your hearing. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 32, you may want to write that down. 26, verse 32. After Jesus, amen, after the Last Supper, he told the disciples, strike the shepherd, and the sheep will scatter.
Yes.
And then in verse 32 of Matthew 26, he says, but after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. And the angel is telling the women, he's going into Galilee before you, just as he said. The encouragement for us is this. God goes before you. Amen. God goes before you. God goes before you in this life. See, people say with Christians, oh, you know, you're just interested in the sweet by and by. It's not about sweet by and by. Yeah, God is preparing a place for me, and I'm happy about that. And you're happy about that this morning, amen? It's going to happen just as he said, amen? Yes, I'm going to live also with him, because that's what he said.
Amen.
But there's some things in this life, on this side of glory, that Jesus spoke about too.
Amen.
Amen. And see, one of the things he said is, I go before you.
Yes.
And see, that's something when he said, I go before you into Galilee. How many of you know Galilee's on this earth?
That's right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Galilee's on this earth. He wasn't talking about going up into heaven and mansions and all that stuff. He said, I go before you into Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
Galilee's on this earth.
Yes.
And see, I want you to know, God wants you to know this morning that I go before you.
Amen.
Wherever you go on this earth. That's why you and I need not be afraid. We need not be ashamed. Because wherever God is leading us, God goes before us and leads us into that place.
Amen.
God goes before us and he's leading us to victory.
Yes.
God goes before us and he's clearing out the land of enemies.
Yes.
Amen. God goes before us and he's preparing the place. Amen. He said, listen, you are going to eat from vineyards that you didn't plant, and you're going to live in houses you didn't build. But God goes before us.
Amen.
And so we need not be afraid of anything. We should go through this life. If you're walking with Christ, not only should you be confident about your place on the other side of glory,
yeah,
but you should be confident and bold about your place in Christ on this side of glory. And know that as God continues to lead you, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And as he leads me, he's going before me everywhere he's taking me. And so as I go into places, I'm not going in ducking and dodging. I'm going in with my chest held high, my head held high, not because of me, but because who is leading me and going before me.
That's true.
Amen. And God said, I'm going before you into Galilee. And the angel said, he's going how? Just as he said. It was a promise. And see, God is so consistent because when Moses was telling Joshua that you're going to lead the people into the land, he said to Joshua in Deuteronomy 31 and 8, I'm going to read this to you. He says, and the Lord, he it is that goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And even though those were the words of Moses to Joshua, I believe that's the word of God that's for you and for me on this morning.
Yes.
When it comes to God going before you and leading you on this side of glory, he's telling you, I'm going before you, amen? And he says, I will be with you, that I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. And he says, do not be afraid and don't be dismayed. Somebody's going into something soon, amen. You're going into a new place. Maybe you're going into a new area. You're going into a new job. You're going into a new school, a new home, a new whatever. Wherever you go, because this is the thing I found about people. I've seen some of the most confident people. You throw them into a new situation, they lose their confidence. They lose their mojo. Oh, and their familiar surroundings, they're the most confident people going. Oh, but throw them into something new. I don't know anybody there. I see people go, when they go someplace, they want somebody to tag along with them just so they can have somebody there that they know. But if you are true, no, I shouldn't say that. But if you are a child of God, if you're a child of God, there's some things you just need to remind yourself of.
Yeah.
God made a promise to me. He will never leave me nor forsake me.
That's right.
That means everywhere I go, God is with me.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. Not only is God with you, God got there before you.
That's true.
God goes before you.
Yes.
Amen. God goes before us. He's going before the disciples into Galilee. He's going before you. Amen. Before you even walk into that bank and ask them for the mortgage loan. God says, I go before you.
Yes.
Before you even walk into your boss's office and ask him for a raise. God says, I go before you. And before you even, you better hope this, before you even come into my house asking to marry my daughter, you better hope God comes before you. Because if he's not, there ain't no glory cloud over you. But if that's the woman that God found for you, what? He who findeth a wife, find a good thing. If that's the wife God found for you, then when you go before that shotgun toting father, now not me, you can go in there with confidence. Why? Because God has worked before you. Come on, somebody. We get all excited about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because they went into the furnace and then they looked in and said, didn't we throw three men in there?
Yeah.
But I see a fourth man walking around in there. And what is it? And he looks like the Son of God. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I want you to know something. See, the Son of God didn't show up in there once Shadrach and Meshach got in there and Abednego. He went before them. He went in the lion's den before Daniel got in that.
Yes.
But you know it takes God to shut a lion's mouth.
Oh, yes.
That's true.
And God wants you to know he's going before you. Amen. Just as he said, I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. I declare the end from the beginning. So if God declared your end from the beginning, that means he's already walked out your end. I've been here. Now you can trust me and follow me and go with a confidence and boldness. Why? Because I go before you. And that's what Jesus told his disciples then, and Jesus is telling his disciples today, I'm going before you.
Yes.
Because he wants you on this side of glory to walk with a confidence and a boldness that comes from belonging to him.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Amen. Last thing we're going to look at, amen, is the Gospel of Luke. We were in Luke 24. Amen. I still haven't looked at my daughters yet. Dad, I didn't know it was like that. I'm just saying, amen. Don't step to me if the Lord didn't come to me first. He needs to come before you. I want to take your daughter and head in marriage. God didn't come here before you and tell me that. Sorry, you need to just turn right back around. said he go before you. Ain't nobody ring my bell except you. Your mother getting too much of a kick out of that, right? She getting too much of a kick out of that. Amen. It's just a joke, Sister Fanella.
She's like, amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go back to Luke chapter 5. You're going to get 24. You're going to get me in trouble. Verse number 5. This is the last thing we want to look at. Amen. Because listen, just as he said, Jesus said some things to his disciples about his, you know, what he was going to go through. The betrayal, the scourging, the mocking. Amen. That he was going to be crucified. That he was going to be buried on the third day he rose. That he would rise again. He told them that. And it happened just as he said. He also said, I'm going before you into Galilee. And he did it just as he said. So whether he's talking one side of glory or the other side of glory, things are happening just as Jesus said.
Amen.
Amen. And we get to verse 5 of Luke 24. And when we get to Luke 24, it talks about that there were two angels, right? There were two angels there. And it says, and the women in verse 5, that they were afraid. And they bowed down their faces to the earth. They said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? I just want to stop there for just 1 second, because that leaps off the page, amen. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Why seek ye the living among the dead? See, you know, at one point, amen, before we got saved, we were spiritually dead. We were dead in our sins.
Yeah.
We were spiritually dead. There are people who now, who haven't accepted Christ, who are spiritually dead. Oh, they're walking, amen. But like that little boy said, I see dead people, amen. They're, right? Because they're spiritually dead.
Yeah.
Amen. And you know, sometimes some of your friends want to know why you ain't coming around them no more. And the answer is, why seek ye the living among the dead?
Sure.
Amen. I've moved on. Mm-hmm. And the living and the dead, it doesn't make sense, amen. Why seek ye the living among the dead? You know, there are some people, amen, who want you, as we were talking earlier, they want you to be afraid of all kinds of things that are going on in this world, just like other people are afraid. And then when they ask you, how come you're not afraid? See, they want you to be in a place of fear.
Yeah.
But why seek ye the living among the dead?
Exactly.
That's for them to be afraid.
Exactly.
I'm not afraid of stuff, amen. Mm-hmm. People are afraid Donald Trump gonna just do some crazy things. See, I ain't worried about no Donald Trump, amen, because I'm over here in the land of the living, amen.
Amen.
And I understand something, amen. Jesus is my captain, and I shall not be moved.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
They want to get you all crazy and get you all, you know, yes. And they want to know why you aren't in that place. Why aren't you in a place of fear? Why aren't you in a place of unforgiveness? Why aren't you in a place of hatred? Why aren't you in a place of envy and strife? Because, see, that's where people who are spiritually dead live. Why seek ye the living among the dead?
Exactly.
You understand?
Exactly.
Amen.
Wow.
Don't be looking for me over there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going down to the show. We're going to smoke some cigars. Well, why are you looking for me over there? Amen.
Amen.
Why seek ye the living? So that's what it said. And then it said, he is not here, but is risen. And then it says this, remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And then it says, and they remembered his words. Now, there were going to be two places I was going to ask you to turn. I'm just going to ask you to go with me to one. Stay in the Gospel of Luke and just turn it to chapter 9 in the Gospel of Luke. When Jesus healed that boy who was possessed by the demon, the father, you know, of whom, you know, had faith but was also struggling with unbelief. Amen. Jesus says something to the disciples right after that. Let's look at verse 43. It says, and they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered, everyone at all things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, let these sayings sink down into your ears. For the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. And here's the thing that I believe that the Lord just wants to emphasize to us as we prepare to get up from this place. Whatever it is Jesus has said or is saying unto you, let these sayings sink down into your ears.
Yeah.
Amen? Don't despise them. Even if it seems small. Even if it seems like it doesn't make sense. Even if it seems like it's too big, there's no need getting your hopes up too high. Don't despise anything God ever says. But let whatever he's saying sink down into your ears. In other words, really give a listen to it, amen? Really consider what God is saying. Really think about what it is that he is saying unto you. Why? Because Jesus will do just as he said. But you need to get, see, and the angel said, remember the words he said to you. See, that's important because, see, God has said some things and Jesus has spoken some things already about your future and mine that's critically important for us to remember right now. Amen? We need to remember it right now. The Bible says we need to give the more earnest heed to the word that we heard. Past tense. Lest at any time we should let it slip. So the things that Jesus has said unto you, let it sink deeply into your ears. Remember, this is what the last thing the angel said to the women. Remember what he said to you. And that's what God is saying to you and me today. Remember what he said to you. Why? Because Jesus is going to do exactly as he said, but you and I need to remember it. Why? Yeah. Because as it gets into our ears, as it gets into our heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, we'll start speaking in line with what God has already said, and we shall see the thing come to pass.
True.
Some of us aren't remembering enough.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Remember what he said.
Yes.
Get it deep down into your ears. And look what it says in verse number 45. This is an encouragement. But they understood not his saying. It was hid from them, and they perceived it not. Why is that an encouragement? Because here's the thing. There are times in our lives, in our walk with God, and we've been there more times than we can count, where we heard what he said, but it don't make any sense to
us.
We heard what he said, but we don't understand. We heard what he said, but we wonder, how are you going to do that? Don't worry about that, amen? You got good company, amen? The disciples were the same way.
Yeah.
But remember what Jesus said to the disciples when he was washing their feet. He said, I'm doing something to you now. He said, what I do to you now, you know it's not. But you shall know hereafter.
Yeah.
See, for those of us who stand in faith, hereafter always comes. You don't understand today, but you'll understand hereafter. Just let the word get it deep into your ears. Just let the word get deep into your heart. Just pay attention to whatever it is God is saying to you. Preached word in your prayer closet, as you're driving down the street, as you're doing your daily things. God just speaks a thing. Sister Sylvia said, he's always speaking. Yes, he is. God always talks. And when he drops something into your spirit, when he speaks something into your heart, when he says something to your soul, let it get deep into your ears. Don't just, let it get in there. Consider that thing. Meditate on that thing. And as the angel said unto the women, remember what he said. Amen. So here's what God is saying unto us. Amen. On this day where we celebrate the resurrection, Jesus said he was getting up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's how we can rely on the fact that he, and the truth that he got up, because he said, I'm getting up.
Yeah.
He said on the third day, I'm going to rise again. And if God said it, it's going to happen. If Jesus said it, he's going to bring it to pass. If Jesus said it, he's going to make good on his word. Why? Because he's not a man that he should lie. He cannot lie. It's impossible for him to lie. Everything he says about the future is a promise. So when he spoke it, it's going to happen just as he said. And so here's the thing. But it's not just about what he said back then. What is he saying to you today? What has God been speaking unto you in this season? What are the things that he's been speaking in the weeks prior, leading up to this day? God wants you to be encouraged that just whatever it is Jesus said to you, he's going to do exactly what he said. Don't let time eat away at your faith. Don't let naysaying people eat away at your faith. Don't let your own limitations as far as what you can understand and see eat away at your faith.
Amen.
Just let he said it. And it's going to happen just as he said it. You don't need to know the details. You just need to know what he said. You don't need to know the who, where, when, why, and how. You just need to know what he said. Amen.
Amen.
And then you just need to consider that thing.
Amen.
Let it get deep into your ears. Amen. Deep into your heart. Remember that thing. And then understand something. Just as the angel said to these women who came to that tomb on that morning, you're going to hear God's messenger speaking unto you. And said, Jesus is doing that thing just as he said.
Amen.
Amen. I'm walking into my bright future just as he said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the head and not the tail.
Yeah.
Just as he said.
Yeah.
I'm healed from head to toe just as he said. My finances are turned around just as he said. Amen.
Amen.
I'm running stuff on my job just as he said. Huh? Amen.
Amen.
Just as he said. Amen. God, praise God, amen, that on this day, we're full of hope.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because if you're hopeful in the resurrection, then anything else you're believing on, I think God can do that.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I think he could do that. Amen. Because he did this just as he said, these other things that he promised you, God can do them. Amen.
Amen.
But you need to hold on to them. Amen. Well, why don't we rest on our feet together? Let's pray together. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. God is true. Amen. God is true. God does not tell a lie. God does. Listen, he said, I spoke the end from the beginning. Oh, glory to God. I'm sorry, I gotta read this.
Praise God.
Amen. Where is it? God knows where it is, amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 46. I'm just gonna read this. This is starting at verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done.
Yes.
Saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody needs to just take that and say, just as he said. Amen.
Yes, he said.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father, to you we give praise, we give thanks, and we give honor on this day. Father, we are so grateful unto you that you are not a man that you should lie,
yeah,
nor the son of man that you should repent. Hath you said, and shall you not do it? Hath you spoken, and shall you not make it good? Father, every word that you speak is a promise, and it's yea and amen in Christ Jesus. And Father, we're grateful on today that as we stand here as disciples of Christ, we are fully confident, fully persuaded that Jesus rose from the grave on that third day. And because he lives, we live also.
Yeah.
And so, Father, we're grateful that right now that Jesus is watching over us, that Jesus is leading us, that Jesus is interceding for us, that Jesus is blessing us even as we stand here in your presence. And Father, we are grateful, oh God, that there is a hope beyond the grave, that for all who are in Christ, that there is a hope beyond the grave. And so we rejoice on this side of glory because, Father, it happened just as he said. And Father, just as he spoke about the mansions that he has for us, just as he spoke and that he said, I'm coming back to receive you unto myself, he has also spoken words for us on this side of glory and say, I go before you into Galilee, wherever our Galilee may be. Father, we thank you right now that Jesus goes before us. He is our captain. He is our shepherd. He is leading us into victory. He is leading us beside still waters. He is leading us in the paths of righteousness, and he's doing it for your name's sake. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that words are being spoken unto us from heaven, that God, that you are seated high, but you're looking low, and you're speaking into our situations, you're speaking into our finances, you're speaking about our health, you're speaking about our marriages, you're speaking about our jobs, you're speaking about our children, you're speaking about our communities, you're speaking about our hopes and our dreams, you're speaking about our churches, you're speaking about our ministries, you're speaking unto us about every area of our lives. And Father, as you speak, Father God, we heard a word that said unto us today, remember what he said unto you. Let it sink deep into your ears and into your heart. And Father, we, oh God, just stretch forth our hands and say, Father, your will be done. That we will do it exactly as you tell us to do it. That we will let everything that you're speaking unto us sink deeply into our ears and our hearts and our minds. And Father, we will walk out that word as the Spirit leads us, and we shall see it come to pass just as you said. And so, Father, we are excited today. We're grateful that our eternal salvation is secured in Jesus Christ. But Father, we are not selfish. Father, we're praying that others who do not know the Lord, that Father, on this day, hallelujah, we're praying for souls to be saved by the thousands. We're praying, oh God, that altars will be crowded today, God, as people come rushing forward, oh God, to give their lives over to the risen Savior. Father, we're praying right now that every blinded eye will be opened. Father, in the name of Jesus, we tell the devil to get his hands off of their eyes right now in the name of Jesus, that they may see the glorious truth of the gospel, and that they, oh God, men, women, children, by the thousands, by the tens of thousands, by the hundreds of thousands, God, will be added to the church on this day in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, that others may know what we know, that you are a true and living God, that you are a faithful God, and that you are a God who not only makes promises, but you keep them, because you do everything just as you said. And so, Father, we're grateful on today. Hallelujah, on this Resurrection Sunday, we're grateful to be saved. We're grateful that the family of God is expanding even at this very minute. Glory to God. We're grateful it's expanding even at this very second. And Father God, we are grateful that you go before us, and that we're going forth boldly into this land, hallelujah, conquering all the territory that you have for us. And Father, we are continuing to keep our ears and minds to your voice, that every word you speak can go sink deeply into our ears. And Father, we give you the praise, and we give you the thanks now for what you are doing and what you shall be for. To you, God, we give all glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
He said he would.